Blog Talk Radio.
Our students, our clients, who
go off and say, you know what, I can do that. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things I was teaching some of the students in the drug rehab program that I teach for. So here we are. Don't let it break you. I tell you, I'm loving this topic on this morning, one of my favorite topics to talk about. Don't let it break you, but instead you basically have to break it. You have to break that cycle of being broken by the things in your life. He said, don't let it break you, break out. Okay? Don't let it break you, break out. In other words, there is another end. There is a way out. There's no ditch that you will get in life that doesn't have two ends to it. A way in and a way out. The only reason you're stuck in your rut is because you have not taken the time to get out. But here today, I'm going to give you 9 keys for breaking out of that rut. And so 9 keys, but again, you dial in. Oh, we welcome you if you want to have a comment or you want to shout out your business or if you want to shout out in a minute or so about something that you're doing. But we are just excited. I know this morning I'm excited. It's a Friday morning. Headed down to the college to teach a couple courses. It'll be, I believe, my first Friday morning classes, so it'll be interesting to see what types of students have signed up for Friday morning class. I've done Saturday mornings. I know how that can go. I've done 7 a.m. classes on the weekdays. I know how that can go. So it'll be interesting. Always something new, something interesting. You know, that's the way. Well, as a matter of fact, I don't want to give it away, but I'll get back to that. So don't let it break you. Break out. 9 keys to getting out of your rut. Now, this will be, of course, all of my broadcasts at some point will be developed into an MP3 that you can download and share with other people. It'll also become an e-book. That's one of my specialties. Absolutely love creating these e-books. They're very fun. So, by the way, you can get the e-book now. Release Your Power is now an e-book. 8 strategies for becoming who you really are, the strategy of choosing the change, the strategy of taking that self-assessment, looking inside, discovering your TAGS, which is an acronym for talents, abilities, gifts, and skills. There's a strategy that talks about writing, whether it's journal, whether it's a blog, whether it's writing a report at work, whether it's writing, just writing down your thoughts in a journal, whether it's writing down your future goals and dreams, but there has to be writing. So that's one of the strategies in becoming who you really are. Then there's the speaking. That strategy number 4 is positively speaking. We know there's enough research, there's enough out there about what people say and what they become. So why not go on and become something positive by speaking it? And then strategy number 5 is making each step solid. Number 6, building solid relationships. Number 7, developing the leader within. And number 8, continuous improvement. Continuous improvement. Constantly improving, getting better. That's personal development. That's growth and expansion of your emotions, of your spiritual self. So, again, good morning and welcome to our topic today. Don't let it break you, break out. And I'm going to give you 9 keys on how you can get out of your rut. So before I talk about these 9 keys to getting you out of the rut, I want to also mention that this weekend there are some awesome things that are going to be happening throughout. If you're in New Jersey, Ohio, and North Carolina, some of these places where I know there are people at. We have a woman in Cleveland with Beyond Abuse, Ms. Denise Jenkins. You can get in touch with her if you're in the Cleveland area. She has many wonderful, awesome projects coming up. She also has a book coming out. It was a wonderful project of working with her on that, and awesome, awesome, awesome. So for those of you who are working on your books, get that coaching. If you're in North Carolina, you have Minister Elaine Haskins. She also has her book of healing. Oh, she's doing phenomenal things there. Or maybe you're in another part of North Carolina, Greensboro. You have Dr. Cindy Hunter with her powerful book, The Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife. And my good friend, she's down there. She has programs going on almost every week, seminars. She deals with youth. She is serious into domestic violence awareness. She does conferences, seminars, webinars, seminars, teleseminars. And then you go on down a little bit further. You're in Tennessee. You have Miss Kiva Renee. She has a powerful, phenomenal group of women of destiny. She has conferences, events. She has something big coming up. She also has a radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm telling you, it's amazing what individuals are doing. They are releasing their power all over the place. You also have, in if you go by Virginia, you got Virginia Beach, you have Miss Francine Humphreys. She's down there doing stuff each and every week. I'm telling you, the list goes on and on and on. And I know for me, I want to be, there's Miss Nancy. I hear she now has her own business. I mean, there, and she also has her book, you know, Pastor Phyllis down in Texas, and she has her book. So I'm just, boy, talk about book by book. One of my good friends here in New Jersey also has a new book coming out. My professor, Mary Ann Kochet, God bless her, and her book is done and are ready to be published. I mean, it is amazing. I spoke to a young lady last night. She has a new book that I'm going to be working with her to get her book self-published. Now, once you self-publish, you become a published author. It's just that simple. And so, again, if you know anyone, you can go to my website, release-your-power.com, and sign up for all of these basic services. I have a partner who does editing, book covers, logos, and the like, and also does printing. So there you have it. Now back to this breaking out of this rut. Well, let's look at how, you know, what exactly, what do we mean by a rut? Well, it's like when you get into that routine where it's just no real happiness, no real excitement there. You kind of get trapped in this routine, sort of a procedure with your life. You know, things are just uninteresting. You just, you know, lack luster. It's just not shiny. You know, you get in a rut. That's what we call a rut. And you don't want to be there. You know, you're kind of bored, kind of tiresome. That's what we mean by rut. And you don't want to be there. It's not fun. It's not profitable at all. It's not profitable for your health. You know, the Bible says that a merry heart is medicine. So you don't want to be stuck in a rut. You may get in a rut, but you don't want to be stuck in a rut, okay? So, like we said, don't just let it break you. Break out of that rut. So I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast today, because I want to give you 9 keys, some things that I use to get out of the rut that I was stuck in. I was stuck in my rut for 30 long years. That's a long time to be in a rut. And I finally broke out of that thing. And let me tell you, once I did, I said I refuse to go back. Again, it's unprofitable to be stuck in a rut. It's not favorable. It's not physically nurturing for your life. And if you're going to grow, people say, well, why do you do self-help? And, you know, what is self-help about? And, you know, I'm not into that. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe you ought to be into it, because, you know, people work so closely together. Think about it. Who would you rather work close to? Someone who's stuck in a rut and always negative? a pessimist who never sees the bright side of anything? Who would you rather work next to, a person like that, or a person who is exciting, can come up with new ideas, is creative, always happy? Well, who would you rather work next to? Now, think about it like this. Who would you rather be married to? Think about a marriage where you are very close with this person, in close context with them, and you're around them all the time, and to even have their child, hello, some negative, down, always pessimistic. And then people wonder why certain people don't want to be around them. Because you're stuck in a rut, and you don't want to break out. Well, you need to break out, and I'm going to give you 9 keys to help you do that before we leave this broadcast today. If I was you, I wouldn't leave until I got them. Maybe you want to share them with someone. Like I said, it's going to be a recording, and I'll have it as an MP3. I'll have it as a little short ebook you can give to someone. Get out of that rut already. Break out. You know, don't let it break you. And again, it's not just about you. Okay, so you say, would I want to work close to somebody like that? No. Would I want to marry somebody like that? God forbid. I mean, think about it in the military. Oh, my goodness. Let's just say you're out in the battlefield. On the battlefield, and the person you need to rely on to help you in a challenging situation is somebody in a rut. Hello? And I know when I was in the military, they taught us that you are to help your fellow person out. I was in the Navy, so we called them seamen. You have to help your seamen out. You don't just let people stay stuck in a rut without trying to help them, because guess what? You need this person to have your back. If I need you to have my back, then I don't need you in some kind of a rut. I need you sober-minded. I need you enthusiastic. I need you to be a problem solver. I need you to understand how the decisions are made. We need a lot of stuff. So, again, I did say that you could call in to the broadcast this morning and shout out your business or something else that you have going on. I would absolutely love for you to do that. If you want to, the number is 347-945-7991. But I've also realized that there are some people who have gotten so attached to their rut, is that if you try to take it from them, it would be like taking candy from a baby. They love the rut. The rut has become a lifestyle for them, and it's hard to get them out. Well, tell them to contact Coach LaLisa, because Coach LaLisa, I'll get them out of that rut. When I get through with them, the rut will be over. So let me give you these 9 things just in case somebody wants to shout out your business. I want to leave space in the broadcast. So the first thing you want to do to get out of your rut is to revive yourself. Now, whatever that means for you, like for some people it means going shopping. For someone else it means going to the spa. What is your ritual for revival? You know, I know in some churches, right, when they're ready to revive the congregation, you know, a congregation even gets in a rut. And these are people who have the Almighty God at their fingertips, but yet they get in a rut. So what does the church do? The church throws a revival. And the people, they bring in some people that are different, and they preach or this or that, and the people get happy, and all of a sudden they're revived again. So whatever revival is for you, maybe it's take a cruise. If you can afford it, do it. Do it. The money, if you get buried, the money ain't going in the ground with you. Your children will spend it. The government will spend it. The funeral home will spend it. Somebody's going to spend that money. So if you have enough to take a cruise, take it. If you don't want to go by yourself, pay for someone else to go with you. You know, we have become such a selfish nation of human beings. So revive yourself, whatever that means. Another thing that you can do to get out of that rut, these are 9 keys to get you out of that rut, is that you can pray. Have an attitude of you know, gratitude, so to speak. Make a list of all the things that you're thankful to God about. Recognize how many of those things on that list is the very thing you prayed for. And I love doing that. When I did, that was one of the assignments I did about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, but somewhere around there. I started making a journal of all the things I had asked God for, like a prayer-type journal. And then I would look over it, you know, from week to week, and I would realize how many prayers God had answered. And I was like, whoa. So the more he answered, the more I asked. He said, you have not because you ask not. So I began to ask for a sober mind. I began to ask for, you know, life abundant, because he gives us what we ask. But if we're afraid, that's just like, you know, if you got $1 million or you got it slated for your child, but if they only come and ask you for 10, why give them $1 million? They may not know what to do with it. So you give them the 10. So you pray and be grateful. The third thing to do is to count your blessings. Now, a prayer, that's something you've absolutely asked God for. You're waiting on it, healing, finances. But a blessing, it just seems to come out of nowhere. You just feel blessed, you know. And God blesses you with something. You weren't even thinking about it. It wasn't anything you even asked God for. You were just going on your day. Like, for instance, I didn't ask God for these extra classes to teach that will actually give me an extra, you know, bit of income. But that's a blessing. I didn't pray about that. It was a blessing. God bestows blessings on us. Number four, another thing that you can do to get out of that rut, to break out, don't let it break you, is to do something you love. Now, this is one of my absolute favorites, because it's something magical about doing what you love. You just put your whole heart in it. You put your whole soul in it. It just feels good. I mean, you're doing what you love. Therefore, you don't worry about what people are saying and what people are doing, because you're doing what you love. The Bible says that a hope deferred makes the heart sick. Yeah, it's in the Word of God, that scripture. A hope deferred makes the heart sick. Push you in a rut. Don't defer your hopes and dreams. Start living them today. And again, I understand not everybody knows how to do this. It took me for 30-something years, 30-plus years. Okay, something else you can do to get out of that rut is to go and do something that you've absolutely never done before. You know, when you do what you've never done, you have an opportunity to expect and enjoy something you've never expected and enjoyed before. That will help you get out of your rut. Now, I know some people, I'm right at about the halfway point. I know some people say, you know, that ain't going to happen for me. That's you, Lalisa. You're this positive coach. You're a life coach. You're a motivational speaker. You have to be happy. No, I don't. No, they're mean speakers. They're exciting on the stage, but after the stage, they go back to their mean, stuck-in-a-rut self. Trust me, not every motivational speaker that can get on the stage and life coach that can come before you all jolly is like that 24/7, okay? Or even 8/7 or 12/7. But they could be if they wanted to. Did you hear that? They could be if they wanted to. See, it's about what you want. Now, number seven, another thing you could do to get and break out of that rut. No, number six. Is that you can visit your childhood dreams. Visit your childhood dreams. Oh, my goodness. When you think back on some of the things that you did as a child. Now, I see someone has their hand up, so let me open up their phone line. Good morning and welcome to the Lalisa Williams Show. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what your comment or question or shout out is. Area code 814, you're on the air.
Hi, Coach. This is Paul Kiriazzi calling in from Japan.
OMG. Paul Kiriazi from Japan. OMG, as in Tokyo.
Yeah, it's great. Yep, Tokyo. It's great to hear you on the air again. And we just have a short time, I see. But when you talked about the one empowering technique of do what you love, sometimes we and I forget. You know, we get so busy in our days and our weeks and sometimes months that we forget what we love. And we have to get back to our true selves. And one technique is seeing a movie that you loved during your youthful time, kind of could be teenage years or 20s, and it reminds you who you are. You see that movie and you remember who you were at the time and what you wanted to do and the dreams you had, and you say, oh, that's right, that's who I was, I remember. Or it could be a youthful music from whenever you were a teenager and you had those dreams, or in high school, and you play that music, whatever it is, and you know, and all that music now is available on YouTube. You just type in what you want to hear, and it's instant. And you hear that music, and it's not a nostalgia thing. It's an empowering thing to connect you with what you used to love. So I like that idea that you gave, and that's the technique. Grab that film, that movie. Everything's available now on downloads, on iTunes, or still DVDs, watch that movie again and remember who you are to empower yourself and get out of that rut.
Wow. I remember, Paul, when you would be tuning into the show on a regular basis, and we certainly appreciate you taking the time and the effort to call all the way from Tokyo, Japan, and we know it's very late at night over there where you are, and we appreciate your thoughts, and that is so powerful what you're saying about that empowerment piece and how empowering that is. And so I just love how you pulled that together, that doing what you love. And when I got over to one of the other ones was that visiting that childhood, those dreams. And I like how you expanded that to say you can listen to the movies. Maybe it was a play. Maybe it was a time even that you were just doing different things in your childhood to help you get out of that rut. That is so good.
It could be a book as well.
Sure.
You know, whatever empowered you in your youthful time. So along that line, on the shout-out day, if I may, I teach the James Bond lifestyle, and I had that as audio. And this year I have gone to Kindle, Amazon Kindle, How to Live the James Bond Lifestyle. It's on iTunes and Barnes & Noble, but at Amazon Kindle, people can go right now, search James Bond Lifestyle, and read the first 30 pages for free. And there's a lot of empowering techniques in those first 30 pages. So that's something new for me that's available for people to download that they have Kindle.
That is amazing, and congratulations to that, because that is huge, especially with you being around the world or being global, and I know you travel and you come back to the United States from time to time, and I hope that your wife and your family are all doing well over there with you in Japan, and we would certainly welcome, I know last years ago you did a program for us, so we would welcome you.
Yeah, I think it was every Monday I did a show for a month, and it was just wonderful to be on your show, and I appreciate that opportunity.
Well, listen, if you want to do something like that coming up in 2013, all you got to do is let me know, inbox me, we'll get the dates, because, I mean, for a while we weren't on at 7 a.m., so we are back to being on at 7 a.m., and that would be awesome, awesome, awesome.
Okay, well, we'll do a show 2013. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be back in Japan where I operate from February, so we'll hook up that way. Okay, much success, continued success.
Thank you so much, Paul, for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, everyone.
Bye-bye.
So Paul gave us some good tips about how we can go online on YouTube and how you can download anything from the past that you want. New, like he said, movies, video song, and I do that often. I do that often on a regular basis. I do go to YouTube and go back to songs from my childhood, and boy, oh boy, do they take me out of any kind of rut. And I think back to some of the things that we did. But number 8 thing that you can do, or talking about 9 keys to getting you out of a rut. I believe this is number 7, is to focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. You know, so many people, they focus on what they can't do, what they've done wrong, and what they can't do. Well, what you focus on, you make big. Every time you're thinking, is thought, you're trying to think something, it's a neuron, it's a pattern, an electrical wire, so to speak, in your brain that gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And the stronger it gets, the bigger it gets, the more it will control you. So don't focus on your weaknesses. Start to focus on your strengths. You're talking about 9 keys to get you out of a rut. So far we've done do your revival, pray, count your blessings, do something you love, do something you've never done before, visit those childhood dreams, focus on your strengths and not your weaknesses. And then another thing that you want to do is you want to start to, you know, try to create something. Create something that you believe, will help somebody. Everybody has some group out there in society that you have some answer for them. Find them. It could be a teenage mother. It could be the homeless. It could be those who are disabled. It could be those who have small businesses. It's got to be somebody. And if you get on a journey to find them, it will give you a spark like you never thought you'd ever see before. It could be that who you're looking for are people who that keep getting in a rut like you are. But find something that they're doing. Or find something that you can do to help somebody. Maybe it's big businesses. Maybe you have an answer for big businesses, how they can hire better or produce better or be better at their social. Businesses now are all into being aware of the society around them and how they give back. And then last but not least, number 9 in 9 keys to help you get out of your rut is that you have to renew your mind. You have to renew your mind through, some people use meditation, some people study the Word of God, they study scriptures, but renew, constantly feeding your mind with new information. Don't let your mind go stale. Don't let it go dead. Constantly, boy, when you read, oh, that's like fresh air. Just thinking about it, I just feel revived just thinking about that. Renewing of the mind, you know. Paul kind of alluded to that when he said, you know, read a book, all right? And so that's what we have for you today. We're happy that, you know, we had Paul shout out. We lost power in the chat room. We only have up till 7:30 in the chat room. But if you're on the switchboards, we can go for a few more minutes. We thank you for tuning in, those of you who've been with us all week long, and wonderful. We appreciate you. Again, we have some new programs coming next month. In January. It's almost next month, right? Oh, is this December 1st? Not yet. We got another day. But we also have Fridays is going to be our Friday giveaway. So we're going to have things to offer and to give away to the callers on Friday. So we'll be putting that out there on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, other network marketing solutions that we're connected to. We have book tours coming up. We have the Book by Book Success Project. Don't forget, if you have a book and you want us to discuss your book, you must send it to 1139 East Jersey Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, Suite 426. If you want to write a book, you can take my writing workshop and my self-publishing workshop. I will teach you everything you need to do to get your book published and then connect you with the various pieces to get it done. It's an offer that you can't afford to pass up. If you want to write, if you want to be a profitable writer, if you want to work from home, as such as I do, working from home, that's why I teach, because it allows me to work on my business and still draw in an income. So for those of you who are in college, it's a good thing that you're there. Colleges will always need professors as long as colleges are around. And then there are a lot of the colleges, yes, we have online and all of that, so that's also something you want to make sure that you're good at and can get into as well. If you are an author and you need a book, you need a website to go with your book, please let me know. So just so many wonderful things that you can do to spruce up your life. But whatever you do, don't let it break you. Break out if you have been broken by a relationship, if someone has left you, if someone is threatening to leave you, don't let it break you. If you're not doing well at your job, or if your company or your organization is threatening to shut down, whatever you do, don't get in that rut. And if you get there, don't stay there. Break out with those 9 things before the company lays you off. You ought to already be looking for something to do. And that is why I'm so committed to teaching people how to start your own business, whether it's a coaching business or any kind of business. It doesn't have to be coaching. That just happens to be something I enjoy doing. I enjoy doing coaching training, but you may enjoy something else. My sister in Cincinnati has a dry cleaners. Well, that's what she wants to do. Someone else may open a skating rink. Somebody else may open a restaurant, but do something. Somebody else may sell Mary Kay. It doesn't matter, but do something. Have another way to have an income so that you're not reliant on a company that may shut down or lay you off. Same thing with your relationship. Make sure you're making yourself happy so you're not dependent on, if he leaves me, if she leaves me, I'll be crushed. No, because you ought to be able to nurture yourself. And so those are the type of ruts. If you're in a medical rut, you know, it's nothing like being sick. I know that. I've had some challenges with health in my life. There's nothing like it. It zaps you. It drains you. It robs you. So it can put you in a serious rut. But when I think about the young man who played for Rutgers University, who went, I can't think of his name right now, but he went down on that football field with a hit and tore something in his, you know, spine, and has been in a wheelchair ever since. And I can't even imagine the amount of surgeries this young boy has had. And he had gotten signed to, I believe, the Green Bay Packers, never made it. It's just amazing, his story. I saw him the other day. He was on someone's TV show. What an amazing story. And he says that he's going to walk again. He said he's going to go back to that football field where he was carried off. Couldn't respond to anything. Couldn't even lift his head. Couldn't lift his hand, couldn't do nothing, he said. He said he's going to go back and he's going to walk off. He's in therapy now. He said the doctors are amazed. He said the doctors are amazed at what his body is responding to. So we're going to continue to lift him up in prayer. But if he can do it with what he has faced, and he's doing it solely through faith, I listened to him, it's just his faith, then you can have the same faith for your life. And so get out of that rut. Don't let it break you. Break out. 9 keys to getting out of your rut. It's been Coach Lalisa. We'll have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. If you get a chance on Sunday, don't forget to tune in to Sisters in the Spirit right here on Blog Talk Radio at 6 o'clock. See you back.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.